Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we start off with a bang here. It's the Talk Radio. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here in all my regalia to actually step out of the way so that Michael can go through the charts for this past week, talk about the stories, the people. We'll get into some of the things that happened, some of the highlights of the Talkers Convention last week. And so with that introduction, Mr. Harrison, you can please take it away.
All right, here we go. What a week. At number 10, Tucker on Twitter. And Light, is it pronounced Light? Is Chris Light
Licht.
Light?
Maybe it's Light.
Yeah, well,
Licht and Light.
A lot of that goes on in the corporate world. Licht exits CNN. Yeah. Number 9, U.S.-China relations. At number 8, Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, the Biden family investigation. At number 6, LGBTQ activism. At number 5, the East blanketed by smoke. At number 4, transporting of migrants. At number 3, House GOP infighting. Number 2, Trump indicted. And number 1, the 2024 presidential race, which is often running. The People Survey, Chris Licht, Light, the guy from CNN.
He did such a marvelous job of cutting the audience in half in the year that he was there. So the reward is, you're fired. It's like Trump on The Apprentice. You're fired.
Yeah, which goes to show that the pressure goes all the way up to the top. You know,
of course.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that. At number 9, Tucker Carlson. At number 8, Hunter Biden. At number 7, Gavin Newsom. At number 6, Ron DeSantis. At number 5, Kevin McCarthy. At number 4, RFK Jr. Mike Pence and Chris Christie occupy number 3. Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go.
All right, so we have, as would be expected, it'll always be near the top of our list every week, which, by the way, you can find at I was going to say Trump.com, where that came from, I don't know, at Talkers.com. Certainly that won't be confused with Trump.com or GoodDayShow.com. So the presidential race and all the accoutrements to it, I thought it was interesting this week as we try to separate the chaff from the wheat, and what's the difference between DeSantis and Trump, or Pence and DeSantis, or Nikki Haley, or whoever's running. So DeSantis says, as he rails against socialism, this week he declared a Victims of Communism Day in Florida, so that citizens could learn about the dangers posed by socialism around the world, and warning about this happening here at home. He says that he has he's done the trick. He's purged favorable references to socialism from textbooks in Florida, and he is he's talking about some of the Florida colleges and colleges elsewhere, Michael, as socialism factories. What is this going on? You'd think that he would sympathize with the migrants coming from socialist countries like Venezuela and Cuba, but instead he's been hostile to immigration. And I don't know,
it's an interesting twist. Yeah, he's hostile against communism, socialism, and hostile against people fleeing it.
Yeah.
Why would these people be fleeing it to come here if we had it?
Yes. Or if they understood that we had it. I think he's tricky. He reminds me of Tricky. You remember when Nixon was president, we used to call him Tricky Dick? Some people did. Tricky Dick.
Yeah.
I think that Tricky Ron, I don't know, we've come up with something that's more clever than Tricky Ron.
How about Ron DeSantis?
Hey! Somebody already did that, didn't they? I think it's good, though. Yeah, I'll hold on to that.
It's amazing it works.
But sanctimonious.
So you think that Ron is sort of a tricky dicky type of guy, or a slick willy?
Yeah.
Remember Slick Willy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the symbol. And at least we're bipartisan in our use of these old terms. Tricky Dick, Slick Willy.
Yep. And so, under the circumstances, what do we have? What sort of person emerges as a future candidate and or future president? What are we looking for? I said this last week at the convention. I had watched that. If somebody was talking to me, I'd be interviewed by somebody. I don't remember who it was. But we were talking about the Trump visit with Sean on the night before the convention. Matter of fact, when I got to the hotel, that's what I was watching. The town meeting that Trump had with Sean in Iowa someplace. And as I sat there, you know, I've certainly been critical. I probably still wouldn't vote for Trump. But as I'm listening to him, I'm thinking, you know, I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with that. This guy is making sense. And he's such a clown. I wish that he, you know, you can't, I guess, get the best of everything. But most of the things that he stands for, with the exception of, the big exception for me was the corruption in the Ag Department and his horrible the Secretary of Agriculture. But generally speaking, at least in terms of saying, maybe doesn't reflect in deeds, but Trump had a lot of things that were appealing to me. And is that how it works? Would I vote for him? I can't imagine in this world. I'm more interested in number four this week on the people list. Here's something. This is like a rocket ship, right? The Robert F. Kennedy Jr. phenom. What do you think of that?
Is it a phenom?
I think it is. Yeah, I think he's come from nowhere. Nobody knew who this guy was. They know he's Kennedy's, Robert Kennedy's son. Mm-hmm. They don't know he's 69 years old. They don't know he's married to an actress. He lives in Los Angeles, and he's an anti-vaxxer, and a lot of other things that are not typically considered at the forefront of Democratic politics. And he already has it's either a 24% or 27%. There was a U.S. vote poll taken last weekend of Democratic voters, and 1,599 people were in the poll, and 24% or 27% of the potential Democratic pool likes this guy already. What does that tell you about Biden and what the Democratic Party is trying to shove down their members' throats?
Well, I mean, you're saying that RFK Jr. and Donald Trump are saying things with which you agree.
Yep. What about
you? That's what you just said.
Hey,
I think it's very easy to say what people want to hear.
Okay, what about the track record? We know what Trump did. He did some good things.
I think that there's more to it than just what you say. It's what you do, how you act, what you stand for, and what impact you have on a society and its institutions.
I think that's what you think, and I think that's the appropriate way to look at it. I'm not sure the American electorate is that precise in their thinking.
Some do and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the media and journalism seeks that information, and other aspects of journalism and the media seeks to tell people what they want to hear as well. Mm-hmm. But the key to really voting intelligently is to understand there's a difference between what people say and what they do, and understand the word pandering.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of pandering going on.
Yeah, always is.
And that's all I can say.
Say what people want to hear. All right, number nine this week on the story list is our relationship with China, as China now seems to be moving into Cuba, nearing a deal that would allow them to establish a surveillance base on Cuba. Won't that be handy for our friends? These are our friends. We made them what they are. And now look at what they are. They're eavesdropping. They want to know what's going on. They want to take over the world. And they can get the perfect foil in Cuba, because that's the one mistake, one of the mistakes Trump made was reversing the Obama policy and previous policies of having a relationship with Cuba. So and I don't know whether Trump will take credit or be given, the Democrats are smart enough to say, look, Trump, look what he did. He took us out of Cuba, and now the Chinese are moving into that vacuum.
That's the whole premise for sticking our nose in other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very big populist movement, and I think RFK Jr. is behind that, that we should stay out of other people's business. Mm-hmm. That we should go back to the original George Washington-inspired idea of no foreign entanglements.
Yeah.
And stop investing in war. And stop giving war, machinery to our allies and engage in what's called proxy wars. The Vietnamese mm-hmm. war, proxy war, Korea, proxy war, Ukraine, proxy war. It's really, Russia versus the U.S.
Yep, behind the scenes.
We get into a situation with Taiwan, Russia versus China versus the U.S. But if we don't, here's the other side of the coin, and you just described it. If we don't do that, then we let these countries come in and take over and have influence and affect world markets and affect ultimately our security, because the world is a small place. It's not that big anymore. So what do? Do you stick your nose in everybody's business, or do you just run your own country and the hell with the rest of the world?
I'm going to stick my nose into people's health at the moment and talk about safe, very safe weight loss. This is a product that has no drugs, no stimulants. Product is Calitrin, number one choice here in America for healthy weight loss. Some of our politicians could. There was a shot. The guy from CNN is in the list this week because he took a shot at Chris Christie. Maybe somebody should point out to Chris Christie, this is the safe way to lose weight, or maybe it's none of our business. But if you've made it your business to take care of you and members of your family, may I invite you to go to toploss.com, which is the headquarters for Calitrin, the number one way, not only in America, but around the world now, to have safe, natural weight loss. And the kicker here is you can keep the weight off. That's what the beauty is of this. Get on the program, Calitrin, all kinds of special sales right now, 4 months for $279, 83 months. Well, you look at the list at toploss.com and make up your mind. Use Doug when you check out and you have free shipping. That's Calitrin, lose weight the healthy way.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Back with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are so many things that I want to address here. The presidential race, 2024, number two on the story list this week.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, social media time on Facebook and Instagram. You can connect with us at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter is Good Day On Air. And then you go to a live line, 855-999-DOUG is a way for you to connect. Here's the connection from Bill Murray to the singer named, is it Kelis? K-E-L-I-S?
Kelis,
excuse
me. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. You know that song. Don't tell me you don't know that song.
I don't know that song.
Oh,
I'm like James,
man,
when it comes to music from the 60s.
I am going to make it your ringtone.
Are you? Okay. There you go. So she's dating Bill Murray. What's the attraction there, do you suppose, other than money?
makes it
anyway,
probably.
Let me think. Hmm? Having fun? I don't know. Is she, I don't even know what she looks like.
I think I don't really think Kelis needs, oh, she's cute, yeah. I don't think Kelis needs Bill Murray's money, even though Bill Murray has bank, but still, she has a pretty penny on her own.
Yeah, where does she come from? I never heard of her before, actually.
She's a recording artist.
I get that.
Yeah, she, really, Milkshake. She's had a couple hits, but Milkshake is her biggest and probably most lucrative.
Mm-hmm. So, I'd say this knowingly, I could come under some scrutiny, although I don't think there's ever been that much difference in anybody that I was with between my age and he's 72, she's 43. Okay, so what's that, 29 years?
No big deal.
Right?
Oh, yeah, and who cares?
Let's
be honest. It seems like there is less focus or a minimal comment when it's an older gentleman and a younger
woman. That's right. Always.
Which,
cougar
time.
An older
woman and the younger man, it's just like, oh, there's definitely something going on there. It's definitely about money. And
she has a very interesting look of confidence about her. I've not seen her before, but I like the look of strength in her face. There's something about a boy.
She's
don't
a handsome
mess with
woman,
me.
Yeah, she
is handsome, yeah.
Yep. She's stunning, absolutely stunning.
Good. Okay, so congratulations. Good for her. Next up, Ken Jennings reveals the cringy part of Jeopardy. We'll find out what that story is all about. What's going on with him after this?
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so Ken Jennings, Jay, one of the two hosts on Jeopardy, although Maim, I never pronounce it right,
Bialik,
is off because she's in sympathy with the writers. I don't know what that says about Ken Jennings. Apparently he's not.
Well, pick up the check. Yeah, Jeopardy, I don't think, is one that needs
lot of writing.
Still are a lot of writers that, and the fact checkers and everything. But Maya Bialik is also a sitcom actor. So yes, it's a better look for her to stand.
It's easier to justify. Yes. Right, exactly. Anyway, he says, he was talking, being interviewed, and he was revealing that he isn't a big fan of the contestant interviews, which occur in the middle of the Jeopardy round. He says he didn't like that. He doesn't feel comfortable with it. He says a little cringy. And I think it is. It feels awkward, frankly. If you watch the show, you know what he's talking about. I agree with him, frankly. All right, here we are, 28 after already.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. Have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. When it comes to some topics and at certain times, the American public is on a need-to-know basis, according to National Security Advisor John Kirby, who spoke after it turned out China is operating a spy base in Cuba. Last week, Kirby had called news reports about it inaccurate.
The sensitive nature of this information is such that we just simply couldn't go into more detail.
Beijing upgraded the facility in 2019 during the Trump administration. A Utah mother who allegedly killed her husband and then wrote a children's book about grief will remain behind bars for now. A Summit County judge denied a bond request from Corey Richens. Prosecutors say Richens gave her husband a drink spiked with a deadly dose of fentanyl last year. Her next court appearance set for June 22nd. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio Countdown music. We get back into the second half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael from Talkers Magazine. The fireside chats that you had last Friday at the convention down at Hofstra University, your alma mater, and you told me something I didn't know. I've known you for 30-plus years. I did not know you grew up down the street from Hofstra. I knew you were a New Yorker, but for some reason I thought of you as a Brooklynite. I don't know why.
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, but I wound up moving to Long Island. And when I say I grew up down the street was 7 miles away, 8 miles
yeah,
away.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
close enough.
I lived next door. But it's that whole Hempstead Turnpike, mid-island, Long Island thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
It's a nice area, actually. I thought it was quite a nice area.
It has its pluses and its minuses. And when you go back to a place that you grew up in 100 years earlier, there's always a shock value, you know.
Not for me. I'm still where I grew up.
Okay.
Shocks here. I don't know if people move around. It's unusual for people to stay where they grew up.
What happened, you know, I lived my childhood years from 6 years old to 12 years old or 13 years old in a town called Farmingdale, and then I lived my teen years in Freeport, both on Long Island. So you go back to those are formative years, and then I haven't lived on Long Island forever. I mean, I lived in L.A., I've lived in San Diego, I have a place that I've lived in South Florida, I've gone back to New York and lived there, and of course I live in Massachusetts. So I have a whole different view. So you go back to the strip that you used to drive, you know, the area that you grew up in those formative years, and you see the differences, and occasionally you see something in the middle of the new architecture that was there when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we have
plays this differently sometimes.
Well, it's mystical. It's mystical going back to an old neighborhood you haven't been in a long time and going there at a different stage in your life. You're older, you're different, and you see the same sidewalks you played on as a kid or whatever. Mm-hmm. Unless you've gone away and lived other places and not gone back in a while, it's very hard to explain that. I see people listening all around the country and nodding at me. They've had that same experience. I can see my listeners. But that's what happens when I go back there. Now, that place that we have the pizza party on Friday night after the thing, I invite a bunch of my closest friends. You know, there's nothing political about it, just my buddies. And we go to this particular pizza Italian restaurant joint. That place is owned by the same family since the 50s.
You're a kid.
How many places can you go that are exactly the same as they were when you were a kid?
No. The pizza is good. We were talking off the air about the pizza. I'm not usually a pizza eater. I love it, but it doesn't agree with me. And yet the pizza that I had more slices than I probably should have last Friday, and it settled fine. It took, you know, I thought on the way home I would not be comfortable, but I was fine.
Yeah.
Good pizza.
A big plug. Nobody's getting paid. There's no trade. There's no nothing. They have no idea who we are. I take out 25, you know, a room for 25 people, and we pay full price, so this is not a commercial. But that Borelli's pizza on Long Island is better than any I've ever had.
Yeah.
And there's the old, I grew up with certain pizza syndrome. You know, people think the pizza they grew up with is the best. Whatever you grew up with is the best, but this is actually the best. And Long Island has fabulous Italian restaurants, fabulous Chinese restaurants, and fabulous diners. And all around the country, people who did not grow up in New York, Long Island, and New Jersey, any place called a diner is usually just a glorified
Connecticut
diner.
Has good diners, too. Yeah.
As you get closer to New York.
Yeah, it's all close. You're right.
Most
from
diners.
From Milford on down.
Yeah, most diners are just fancy luncheonettes.
Yeah, no, these are real diners. Shiny. That's actually a good one in Wallingford, too, if you get down there. All right, let's get back to our countdown. Actually, I want to go back. Well, I want to stay with the, I want to go back to the convention, because you did a couple of fireside chats.
Ah, yes.
That I would like you to talk about. I know that the video will be available on talkers.com, but I think it would be instructive for the audience to hear, because the people you talk to are so much a part of conventional talk radio and talk TV.
Well, the fireside chat is a term that goes back to Franklin Roosevelt's radio fireside chats. It's a figurative term. There's right. No fire, and there's no fireside. As a matter of fact, it's the heat of the summer. But that being said, a fireside chat is a one-on-one conversation at a convention, and the name of it gives sort of the idea that it's really no-nonsense and intimate and candid, which hopefully these were. I did two such fireside chats. I did one with Christopher Ruddy, who is the CEO and founder of Newsmax, and he's sort of the man of the hour in terms of the cable TV wars, the cable news talk TV wars. And the other fellow that I did a fireside chat with, might be of less interest to the people listening to this broadcast, is a CEO of Connoisseur Media, a major company. His name is Jeff Warshaw, and we talked shop. Yeah, we talked shop.
Yeah,
the reason we put him in there is because his name keeps coming up as somebody who might be.
What's
ahead
the buy
of
the network?
Yeah, he might be one of the people that buys one of the major companies down the road. Yeah. So we always like to get him before anybody else. Chris Ruddy and I talked about the nuts and bolts of what's going on in cable news talk television.
Well, you've known him for years. You had dinner with him and Trump once a year or two or three ago. I forget what it was.
I had a number of dinners with him and Trump.
Yeah.
But I know Chris Ruddy all the way back to when he was just a reporter starting out his own little business called Newsmax, which was at that time a conservative website. Mm-hmm. And he's done an incredible job of building it into a major force. I think Ted Turner started CNN in 1980.
Yeah, right.
He started Newsmax in the 1990s, and look at it today.
So what do you now? Let's fast forward or go back a little bit. One of the things on the list this week, both the people list and the story list, is this fellow Licht or Light, whatever his name is, the fellow who ran for the past year CNN and oversaw its demise. Now he has the network has half as many viewers as it did a year ago when he took the job, and so they fired him, as well they should have. But you look at the prominence in the 80s when Ted Turner started CNN and what the idea was, it was the first of its kind. And then you think, okay, will Newsmax suffer, or any of these outfits now, suffer the same fate as the audience changes?
They certainly are in danger of suffering the same fate, and that's why positioning and strategy, it's like being a football coach, mm-hmm. Or a basketball coach. These are very important things to deal with when running a television news talk network, because you're caught between being serious, objective, credible journalists versus the daily dance of affirmation, targeting an audience and telling them exactly what they want to hear.
Yep.
And this is a difficult dance. It's a difficult dance. And obviously, what happened with CNN, it didn't tell enough people what they wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the dance going on right now on the right between Fox and Newsmax. Now,
look out for News Nation. I think you're going to see things. People are getting wise to all of the pejorative stuff. It's like, okay, there's an audience for people who want to hear what the Fox folks say. There's an audience for what the people, for what is being said on MSNBC. Yep, there's an audience for this show. There also is an audience for straightforward news reporting, which was the standard before, and we've gotten off of that standard.
Yeah, but if we only judge these news networks by how many people are watching, and this is what scares me, you know, Chris liked or licked. Was fired because the audience is half the size. What if the audience is more intelligent? What if the audience is that group of people that you're saying wants journalism? I'm not saying it is.
Yep.
All I'm saying is when everything is judged by how many people are clicking and how many people are watching, well, what does that have to do with truth?
It has to do with money.
Well do you realize the terrible predicament that we're in?
Yeah.
If the only standard for journalism is clicks,
yep.
Then any crap could pass as successful journalism.
Well, listen to the radio. There's a lot of crap on the radio that gets listeners, and therefore an audience is something that can be sold to advertisers, and that's how all these people get paid.
But you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't have both distinguished journalism and necessarily a large audience. When you're keep your eye on News Nation. Are you saying that there are more people interested in the kind of journalism they're attempting to do than people wanting to hear what Tucker Carlson says?
I'm saying that's where my heart is. And I think there are other people with me. Like, my heart may be with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because he says, I don't know, is he really the real machine? Is he the real McGilla? I don't know. We'll find out.
Right. But what do we do about the fact that box office is the only determining factor of quality in today's society? It's not.
Well, it isn't because the Oscars.
Movies.
The Oscars don't follow that, but you'd like to think they would. Maybe there's a little better blend. Should Mission Impossible, or let's go back to Top Gun, should that have won the Academy Award for the Best Picture? In terms of sales, it was a runaway. So why didn't that win Best Picture? Somebody in the inside circle didn't think it was the Best Picture, so... You know, that whole business of the Oscars becomes irrelevant.
Yes, politics. That's,
you know,
industrial politics.
I don't want to go. We only have a minute or so here. sorry. Oh. It turns out a number. It was originally before we redid the charts. The whole business of the PGA and the Saudis was on the list, and it turns out Phil Mickelson was right all along about the PGA Tour. Do you believe these guys have sold out to the Saudis? The Saudis who buy money. Buy it up. We want everything that has anything to do with money. I find it hard to... I'm not a golfer or a fan, but I just look at that, those damn arrogant Saudis and what they do.
Do you believe that Trump's son-in-law sold out to the Saudis? I mean, you know, come on.
Sure, I do. I believe that. Just like I believe Hunter Biden sold out to the Chinese. Huh? Yeah, okay.
Welcome to human nature and to the problems we have dealing with ourselves.
Time for you to discover what you love. 100% guaranteed everyday perfection. If you're looking for something that's good for dinner for Dad for Father's Day, get their extra age juicy and tender steaks. They're bigger and better burgers. The feast of other favorites, which you can have right now by using the code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG. You can save a lot of money on Dad's favorite grill pack. $99.99, that's the deal, including 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. OmahaSteaks.com for Father's Day. Use the code 30DUG for that $99.99 deal. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com, OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, To save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Here we are at 43 after the hour on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's June the 5th. Joining us now is a...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Some people recognize, it's becoming more recognizable the more of these movies there are. The theme from Jurassic Park. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here in Movie Moments, and I'm sure he has a story for us, Jay. How's your cue?
I know, I'm just listening to the music. I'm enjoying the music, though.
Really feeling it.
Right, okay. Like they're ruining my experience here.
Really feeling it, okay. Yep. All right, well, sorry
to ruin it. Here's the deal. It is almost hard to believe. Let's go back to yesterday, June 11, 1993. 30 years ago, Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park opened in theaters. The greatest, I tell you a quick story. I had a buddy who worked at WSBG, the local radio station in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. He had a little yellow Miata. We took a ride to New York City, 4 o'clock show, Jurassic Park, sold out, 1,150 people, and I would, to this day, I still say it was the greatest movie-going experience I've ever had. The place was absolutely electric, sense of wonder, sense of awe. long line. That's what people used to talk before and after a movie. A lot of buzz. I'll never forget it. I'm serious. And then we went back at midnight and watched it for a second time. I stayed over that night. I think I stayed at the Hilton across the street. But Jurassic Park easily at that point in time in my life was the best experience I've ever had in a movie theater. That was at the point, Doug, the largest single screen movie house in the United States. 1,150 people. It has now been converted into like a bridal rental type of place because you can't afford to pay rent on a single screen theater because after the first week you need another movie and the studio makes you hold it for three. So there's no real model for a single screen theater anymore, especially one that big. I also saw Edward Scissorhands, True Lies, Independence Day at that theater. That was a great experience.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, great, great theater. I miss those days. But
those were the good old days, Chucker.
They were.
Good old days.
They were.
All right, I see Transformers Rise of the Beasts beats Spider-Man this weekend. You want to give us box office totals?
Yeah, I mean, Transformers Rise of the Beasts, $60 million. I guess it got out of the gate decently. I think Paramount was worried this film would really flop. It didn't flop. Will it have legs? I don't know. I guess exit polls were pretty good, so the base target audience seemed to like it. Number two, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, 55 million, 221 million in 10 days of release. That's a very good number. Little Mermaid, good holding week at number three, Doug, off 44%, 22 million, 229 million in 3 weeks. Guardians 3, 375 million, I think, in 7 weeks, 7 million over the weekend. And the horror film, The Boogeyman, 6.5. 25 million in 2 weeks of release. All roads point to this Thursday night, Doug, which will be Warner Brothers. Highly hyped, highly talked about, The Flash, which, I gotta be honest, it's the most excited I've been to see a movie in quite some time. Yeah, I'm very excited to see The Flash.
Really?
Michael
Keaton
returning.
Why? It's the same old crap.
But Michael Keaton, Doug, come on.
I get it. Okay.
I mean, Bruce Wayne, Batman,
good.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, of the five big movies you just mentioned, how many of them are Disney properties?
I think just The Little Mermaid. Oh, and two, and Guardians, two of them, two of the five.
Yeah. All right. It's bad enough they're taking over as much as they are of the scenario. Bryan Cranston says he intends to hit the pause button in the next year or two, but he's not retiring. That would be a shame. He's only 67. It's a non-story?
Yeah, I mean, he'll do what he wants. It's a long way out. It's not worth talking about.
Okay, so I won't. Then what is worth talking about?
I got one story. Real quick, I want you. I think Disney now controls 20th Century Fox. They had director William Friedkin go back on a Blu-ray of The French Connection and actually edit a scene because they thought it was too racially charged. Now, this movie came out in 1971, The French Connection. I'm not a fan of doing stuff like that. I don't like doing that, rewriting.
Changing things. So, rewriting history. Yep.
I don't like it.
Chrissy Metz teasing possible future This Is Us movie reunion. So is This Is Us that big that it would make a movie?
I don't see it happening. That's a good show, though. It was a good show. I liked it.
What did you like about it best?
It had a good cast. I thought it was basically a soap opera. It had good twists and turns and always kept you on the edge of what's going to happen next. Yeah, I thought it was a good show. I don't see that translating well into a feature because you're going to have to spend a lot of money to make it and market it. So I think it's more adoptable.
Right. I think we should have a movie about the life and times of Donald Trump, don't you? Let's put on a movie.
I'm sure there'll be multiple ones, Doug.
Yeah. Okay. Movies and Chucker go together like hands,
thanks,
right? The hands of time bring us to 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.